And point 13, be systematic. By which I mean, have a structure. Let your talk have a definite beginning, middle, and end. I'm not saying that the talk always necessarily has a very obvious structure. But it must be at least clear in your own mind. There must be at least a sort of introductory bit and a substantial bit which is in the middle, and then a sort of winding up at the end. Is it like when you read a story? A story, a well-written story, gives a certain satisfaction because it's complete, it's whole. It has a beginning, it has a middle, and it has an end. Of course, there are stories which are very, very cleverly written and don't follow that sort of formula, but you need to be a genius to be able to pull that off. And in the same way, it's possible to give a talk which doesn't have a definite structure, but at the same time, is very satisfactory. But you need to be very, very experienced and something of a genius to be able to do that sort of thing. So I wouldn't recommend it. I think the vast majority of you should be quite clear that your talk or your lecture should have a structure, should have a beginning and a middle and an end. If it doesn't have, even though you may be quite knowledgeable about the particular subject you're talking on, you may tend to ramble. And you may ramble a lot because you've sort of lost the thread. And very often you will have lost the thread because you haven't got a structure. So be systematic. Have a structure. Have a beginning, a middle, and an end. So that brings me to point number 14, which is don't be afraid of repeating yourself. Well, there's a story which I'm sure I've told before, but I'm going to repeat it. It's about Winston Churchill, and it said that Winston Churchill once said that when he gave a speech, whatever it was, he first of all told people what he was going to say, then he told them what he had to say, and then he told them what he had told them, because he was aware that people don't always take everything in. Their attention won. And you can see it. I mean, I talked a little while ago about being aware of one's audience. And with my experience, I can just see when someone's thoughts are wandering. It's evident from their posture, from their expression, and sometimes it goes to the movement of their eyes. You can see their attention is wandering. So when their attention wanders, they miss a part of your talk. They may miss great chunks of it. Their thoughts may go wool gathering. They may miss more than they actually take in. So don't be afraid of repetition. You don't have to repeat everything, but perhaps at the end, very often, there should be a little summary of the main points, the points that you want people to take away with them. And if it's a fairly long talk, and if it's a complex one, containing a lot of material, well, the chances are that what people will take away with them, they don't take away a recollection of a story, which very often happens, they will be most strongly impressed by and take away with them the last few things that you have said. And especially if you've given them a little warning that you're near the end of your talk, so they start perking up and listening, perhaps knowing that it's going to come to an end soon. Well, they're more attentive, and you say, well, point number one, point number two, point number three. That these were my main three points. So sometimes you need to do that. So don't be afraid of repeating yourself. But of course, when I say don't be afraid of repeating yourself, I mean don't be afraid of doing it intentionally. Sometimes people repeat themselves, like the old-fashioned the needle that got stuck in the old-fashioned gramophone, so you get the same few words or notes over and over and over again. They just get stuck, so because they can't think of what's their neck, they just go on repeating themselves. So I remember some really quite painful experiences of this sort of thing, from my experience in India, especially some kind with the politicians. because they didn't know anything about the Dharma usually, but sometimes they were sharing me, you know, their sister and sharing me, and somebody was saying about the Dharma. But I remember one man in particular, I think it was in Agra, that I'd given my talk and he had to say something. So I said, what we really need to do is to publish little books on Buddhism, little pamphlets, yeah, little pamphlets. Publish little pamphlets on Buddhism. Little pamphlets. Yes. We need to publish little pamphlets on Buddhism. And he just couldn't get through it. And then he had to sit down. So, I don't mean that sort of, you know, stuck in the needle stuck in the record routine. Yeah? Repeat yourself, yes, but be aware that do it intentionally and with a certain purpose. Let the repetitions have a definite place in the structure of your argument, in the structure of your talk. Hmm?